So, Jeff, I understand that you started working on the script for this a while ago.
Yeah, I actually, you know, this is the third film I've made, and it's by far the one I've thought about the longest. It doesn't mean I've been writing on it the longest. It's just I thought about it back in college in the late 90s. You know, sometimes ideas just kind of hit you in the head like a sack of bricks. And this was, what if a guy was hiding out on an island in the middle of the Mississippi River? It just kind of came to me. And I held on to it because it sounded like a big classic American story. And so over the years, I just kept adding details and character subplots and everything else. And now it's Mud.
Cool. And I think you always wanted Matthew to play Mud as well.
Yeah, I wrote it for him. I remember seeing Lone Star back when I was conceiving of the idea. And in Lone Star, I don't know if you know this John Sayles film. If not, you guys should check it out. The whole movie's building up this legend of the character that he plays, and then you get to see him, and he lives up to the legend. Like he can carry kind of the on his shoulders a myth, and that's what I wanted out of this character. He's kind of an American myth, the embodiment of American myth and superstition, and. So it just felt like the right move.
Yeah, awesome.
Cut to 10 years later.
Yeah, the two boys are just fantastic the whole way through. And so I know you were looking for boys that could, you know, control the boat and also the dirt bike. So, but how did you end up settling on the two that you've got?
They just kind of came. They came to me. I was really lucky. My producer, Sarah Green, also produced the film The Tree of Life by Terrence Malick. Yeah. And Ty, who plays the main boy in the movie Ellis, he's the youngest boy in The Tree of Life. And he's not in it a lot, but if you go back and look at him, and he was much younger then, he was like 9 or 10 years old when they were doing that, and Sarah just kept telling me, you know, the timing's about right. Ty's been growing up because it took him forever to finish that film. He's the right age. You should meet him. And I remember walking in, and this is before I saw Tree of Life, and Ty was sitting there, and it was perfect. It was literally the physical embodiment of the character that I had written on the page. He sounded like him. He, you know, acted like him. He behaved like him. All these things. So that, and he had been in a, you know, Brad Pitt, Terrence Malick movie. And so you don't get any better than that. It's like he'd seen the mechanism of a film set, but not been spoiled by, you know, like so many kind of kid actors or child stars. Like he didn't have any of that affectation on him. So. He was the first one, and which was the main one. And then you're kind of like, oh, okay, you can relax a little bit. I've got Ellis. Now, where's Neckbone? And we put an ad in the paper that described him in the state of Arkansas, which only has one, you know, major paper, and it's my home state. And we kind of described him as a smartass, and his mom read it and was like, well, that sounds like Jacob. And they just put him on video and sent it in, and I saw it. I saw it and immediately was like, yep, there's Neckbone.
Cool.
Yeah.
And in Mud, Jeff, like, what I really felt is like this sort of, you breathe the hot dampness of Mississippi, you know? And the kind of like, the you know, this pivotal focus on the environment and the setting, you're also very present in, you know, Take Shelter, as you did. Yeah. So I want to ask you, actually, when you come out with the story, do you actually focus before on the environment and the idea? You have very precise environment on it, or maybe it's actually the concept and the idea, and then you find the right location for it?
No, the location is kind of wedded, you know, like to the story in both those films. In Take Shelter, it wasn't the specific place as much as I needed these wide open horizons. I knew I needed the sky to be big so I could fill it with those clouds. And in this film, I knew I needed the river. And I had started to do some research on the river. I didn't grow up on the river, so it was a part of my home state that I had to kind of go back and find again for myself. And it's just, not to sound cheesy, it's kind of a magical place. Once you get down there, it's just brimming with wildlife and insects and bugs and snakes and everything. And it's just got a rhythm to it. You know, the river's kind of like it's an organism unto itself. It you know, it rises and lowers and shifts and moves. And so very early on, I knew that the story had to move like that. And I wanted Mud to move like that. I wanted these boys to move like that. You know, Take Shelter is a very locked off film. It's very specific. It's about this force kind of crushing our main character. And this movie was supposed to be about kids. It was supposed to be about movement and this fluidity. And so really the location kind of defined everything for this movie.
And just one last thing, like the acting in Mud is astonishing, and especially for the main characters. I just want to ask you, like, when you actually shoot, What's your relationship with the actors? You give them a lot of freedom, or you kind of set up already with a certain idea?
Right.
And especially, do you do like daily screeners or during the shooting, so you let them see what's being shot?
We don't really watch many dailies, mainly because we're in such remote locations. You know, dailies end up being like 3 days later, and then you're on to something else. And it's just like, as long as you look at it and it looks okay, then you kind of move on. I don't really look at performance while I'm directing a movie. I'm tracking that on set. I don't do a lot on set. I know that sounds lazy, but I do most of my work on the script, you know, and I work a lot on these scripts to make sure that the character behavior is working on the page. And I think my actors see that as well. They read it and they know, like, you know, this leads to this, and therefore the questions are kind of limited on set because everybody knows what they're doing and knows why they're doing it. Of course, that's not 100% true, but yeah, we're not there improvising a lot. We're not there figuring it out. It's usually we have a plan and we're executing it.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It's really great.